I'm Jessica Paresta, host of the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected.
Hey, PLN, it is August 13, 2023. Out here for Fresh Air at 5 in the little town of Lund, British Columbia. And it is behind me over here. And my friend that's out there in the water, he lives here. And so the eight of us have come and crashed at his place and had dinner. And we are preparing for our kayak expedition tonight. We will be sleeping under the stars in our tents with the flies off, so that we can see the meteor shower possibly tonight. Our day began with us leaving Abbotsford at 5 o'clock in the morning. We arrived at my buddy's place and transferred our kayak to his truck, and we rolled out. We were at the ferry terminal in time to get on the 7:30 ferry to Gibson's, drove up the Sunshine Coast and arrived here after traveling across from the harbor across to the dock here on the island around 5 o'clock p.m. So we've had dinner, and it's a beautiful, just absolutely spectacular. So this is what's going on today. Today is travel day for day one of our kayak expedition, and we have much more adventure to come tomorrow. We were gonna be traveling a few kilometers, number of kilometers, up to an island and camping overnight out there somewhere. Oh, there. All right. So there we go. Yeah, thanks for listening. And we'll have more updates for you for Fresh Air at 5. That'll be coming out for episode 134 on Friday. All right. Peace out. Talk to you. Bye.
Hey, PLN. It's August 14th, 2023. This is our second day of our Desolation Sound trip. And it was a fantastic day. We woke up, had a wonderful breakfast at our friend Matt and Lila's place in Lund, and then we packed up our kayaks and we headed out and we kayaked for about 2 hours and now are on Copeland Island. So the sun is setting back there. Well, it's set actually. It's pretty dark here, and I am just now remembering that I needed to record. So today we paddled. Winds were about 10 knots. Waves were probably 1.5 meters at points, and we had a beautiful paddle, came through the Copeland Islands and worked our way to the North Copeland campground up here in, at the beginning of Desolation Sound, just before the beginning there. So today we put a crab trap out to try to catch crabs, didn't work. So we'll try again tomorrow at our next campsite. All my friends and my wife, they swam across to the other island, across the little channel here, and it was wonderful. Had a beautiful day, ate pasta for dinner, and played some games and enjoyed the sunset. So I'll include a sunset picture here in the video so you can see that. All right, that's all. It's time for night sleeping now, and we will catch you on day three. Okay, bye. Hey there, PLN. It is August 15, 2023, here standing on the North Copeland Island camp site looking to the south. We are going to be heading out pretty quick, heading down to the kayaks, which are on the other side in a protected bay. And this is where we slept last night, looking under the stars. It was absolutely spectacular. Headed to Sarah Point at the very top of the peninsula above Lund, around the corner, and then into Desolation Sound to Kermie Islands. So that's where we're headed today. Got to get going because it's a beautiful day. We've got winds that are going to be probably about 6 knots,
And so we'll have a bit of waves, but not too bad. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. Have a fabulous day yourself. I am having a great time.
Hey there, later on August 15th, 2023. This is day three, and we are now at the Kermi Islands, which are just east of Mink Island in Desolation Sound. This is actually absolutely spectacular where we are. Our campsite, we've got a campsite right here with a view of the bay. And tomorrow we're going to head out in the morning, and we're going to head out that way towards Tenido Bay to go get some fresh water for ourselves and to go swimming and explore over there. So that's going to be beautiful what we're going to see. And so, yeah, this is midday on the 15th and day three. We have paddled today 14 kilometers, and we were expecting some winds, but we did not get them, and it was just actually absolutely beautiful what we experienced. So, gonna go for a swim right now because it is roaster. It's probably good, I would say probably 30 degrees here, maybe 28 degrees Celsius, and time for a swim. All right, talk to you later. Bye. Later on day three of Desolation Sound 2023, this evening we had couscous for dinner with fresh vegetables. Very delicious. So we have to eat up some of the fresh food that we have brought with us because it's starting to go off because, well, we don't have refrigeration. This afternoon we swam out in the bay and enjoyed the evening here overlooking the water towards Tenido Bay. Tomorrow, not sure what we're going to do exactly, but we might go for a paddle during the day. We'll see. And then move on from here. So we're staying here two nights. This campground is completely packed. There are people from all over here. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So I will include a couple pictures of what it looks like in the video as I show you right now. You can see those in picture in picture over on the side. All right. That's all I got. We'll talk to you guys soon and see you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, PLN, it's August 16, 2023 out here for Fresh Air at 5 on the vacay, and we're making breakfast skillet this morning from Peak 2 Refuel. It's cost money, but it's so worth it. And like, look at this, what we got here. We got some sausage in there, potatoes, and they didn't say to fry this up, but we're frying it up to make it even better than it is. We are here at Kermi Islands, and we've got a beautiful bay out there where we are. This is where we were yesterday. I see some seabirds, and there's some seals out that way. I didn't tell you yesterday that we saw a mom and two fawn deer swimming out in the ocean at Copeland's as we were leaving yesterday. It was actually the coolest thing. They were swimming in the open water between the islands, and we watched them climb up and get away from us because they were scared of us. But no, that the wildlife out here is just amazing. Haven't seen any whales yet, but we're hoping we do. And today we're gonna day trip. Tomorrow we're gonna go for a day trip. We're staying here. We're planning on moving, but no. Look at our campsite. Go over there, film over there. Awesome, this is our campsites. Like, we don't need to move. We're gonna just keep our tents where they are, and it is going to be brilliant. All right, we'll talk to you a bit later today. And with that, Carpenter out, bye-bye.
Day four, later on that same day, we went to Tenido Bay today, and we paddled across from Kermi Island. After spending most of the day here, my wife and friend swam around, swam to the South Island of Kermi here, played in the water, and we had lunch, and then we paddled to Tenido Bay to go get fresh water at Unwin Lake. So went and pumped ourselves about 30 liters of water through a water filter to purify it, and now we've got lots of water. Super coolest thing happened as we pulled into Tenido Bay. We heard from some other paddlers that there had been dolphins in the area, and as we're paddling along, we're about halfway through the bay, our friends go, "Hey, look, they're splashing over there." So we took off over there, and sure enough, we saw about a pod of about 15 to 20 dolphins. What kind of dolphins were they, Joe? White-sided Pacific dolphins. They had a white dorsal fin, and it was so cool. We chased them around for a little bit in our kayaks, and they swam towards us and beside us and just breaching, you know, and blowholing as they came out of the water. And one of our friends in a single kayak was all by herself in the back, and they
came up right underneath her, and one of them bumped her kayak, and it was super cool. She squealed, and it was so very worth it that we got to see this pod of dolphins. So yes, that was our super coolest experience. Came back, we had coconut curry for dinner, and all ate is our food, and the tide came in, so it was a lot easier to get our kayaks up tonight than it was earlier in the day. We had to put them down when the tide was low. All right, that's all I got. Have a fabulous night. I'm going to bed soon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye. Hey, PLN. End of day 5 here from Desolation Sound. And it is now the evening and we are almost ready for bed. We've had another full day. This morning was, it was oatmeal for breakfast. And then we hung around here and we took off about 10:30, 11 in the morning. And we went past Otter Island out to Purdue Haven and ate lunch at Copperstone Cove on Copperstone Island. We got back here, had a great time, pulled the crab trap, nothing doing. You can hear all the crazy people in the background there. That's my friends and my wife. And we are about ready to get to bed. So that's what happened today. And... yes. All right, we're having a good time. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good sleep. Okay, bye.
Hey, PLN, day 6 of our Desolation Sound trip. It is Friday, August. I don't even know what day it is. I can't even tell you. I'm on vacation. I've arrived on vacation, and it is it's good to be here. We are now at Hare Point Campground, which is in the Malaspina, just across from Malaspina Provincial Park, down the Oakover Inlet towards Lund. So we are here now. Take a look at this place. Okay, so let's look. There's the view. It's not as pretty as where we were, in my opinion. We left Kermie Island this morning and paddled along Mink Island until we got to the end. And then we had a 3-kilometer crossing of open water. And we came down into this inlet and the current just drew us along until we got to Hare Point here. Part of my friends making animal sounds in the background. What was exciting today? The crossing was crazy exciting because we're dealing with waves that were about a meter in size, a meter high, crashing over the boat. We had our spray skirts on to keep the water out. We put a crab trap out this evening, or this afternoon, just after we got here, and we did not catch any crabs. Yes. My crazy friends, crazy, crazy friends. Welcome to vacation with my crazy friends. Okay. It's Friday night here, and there's been a lot of people that have arrived at the campground late, and we are about ready to go to bed. It's been a great vacation, fantastic vacation. If you ever have the opportunity to come to British Columbia, I encourage you to do so. We've got some beautiful country here. And this is the part of the country that I have been privileged to see. And that's because we have, kayaks, so we can come do this. All right, there's cows in the background. All right, good night. Day 7 of our adventure, our kayak adventure. And it has come to an end. Today we left Hare Point Campground up the Oakover arm of inlet, and we left there this morning and paddled 9.45 kilometers to Oakover Provincial Park and enjoyed getting out of our kayaks, packing our stuff, and now they are on our trucks behind us, the red truck and the gray truck, silver truck there with the kayaks on top. So that is what we have put them. So we are now we had burgers and beer in Powell River today because that is a tradition after a big, long trip. The last day you're looking forward to burgers and beer, we had those at Striker's bowling alley, actually, and restaurant. So that was pretty fantastic. And now we are waiting for the ferry that you can see coming in the background there, way in the background, to get from Sultry Bay
back to Earl's Cove. And then we're going to drive overland from Earl's Cove to Langdale and get on the late ferry tonight to get home much, much later. Today we saw moon jellyfish in the water. It was pretty cool. We traveled with the current as the flood tide came into the inlet, so we got some assistance from that. The wind was at our back, and it was a much easier day of paddling today than yesterday when we were in the big waves. Had a fantastic trip. Overall, we did about 66 kilometers of paddling on the water, on the ocean, and thoroughly enjoyed every moment of it. The time that we spent at Kermie Islands was fantastic. The weather was beautiful. It was a heat wave back home. My friends are hilarious, and my kids at home said it was so hot back home, but out on the ocean it was nice and calm and quiet. All right, that's all I got. We'll talk to you later, and this is going out on the podcast tomorrow for episode 134, Fresh Air at 5. Bye.
My one word for 2021 is appreciate. I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cold Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here, and on the Education Podcast Network, podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out. And take care of yourself, because you're worth it.